me too.
Welcome, everyone. This is workshop session number 6. And the topic is building a resilient ministry team, which will be taught by Tim Jansen. And you guys are resilient.
Yeah.
You've been here all day. God bless you.
I'm Tim, and I get to be the pastor at Work Assembly, and I'm thrilled you guys are here because you guys are resilient. And because you made it all the way to the end, I have a gift for you. Okay? You come to the right place.
You like gifts?
Okay. Take one, pass them down. You guys are all resilient. Take one, pass them down. Keep going through there. There's scriptures on there. All about resilience. There we go. There you go. Take one.
Nice.
Take one, pass it down. One more. Okay. There you go. Take it down. And because you're really resilient and to keep you awake, we got Play-Doh for you. There you go. Okay, here you go. You take my basket down and get Play-Doh. Oh. Since we are in a classroom, we might as well smell like Play-Doh, right? The reason why I'm giving you those things is when I think of resiliency, I think personally of rubber bands and Play-Doh. There's just something about Play-Doh, you can mush it into a shape, but then you can put it back in the container. It's resilient. A rubber band is resilient, snaps back watch after watch. At least that's what my Fruit of the Looms used to tell me. So today, as we are talking about these things, and I realize there's a lot of distractions going on. It's my own fault. That's okay. I want to say very great thank you to my team that's here today. I know Pastor Junior, I saw him. There he is right there, Pastor Junior. He's one of my assistants at church. And my lovely wife, Ruthie, is in the back there. So they understand that I am making this up as we go, okay? So I'll tell you a little bit about myself very quickly. If you see me looking down and it looks like I'm reading something, I'm making it up. Just telling you, my notes are what you have. That's what I go by. I don't put anything extra in there. Actually, my notes are down here too. No, right here. So as we talk about resilient teams, the very first question, of course, is what does resilient mean? Anybody have like... You would define resilience this way. This is out of the Oxford English Dictionary's languages. In other words, this is the one that shows up on Google. As soon as you pull it up, you ask for the definition. This is who they use, okay? In other words, I didn't search very hard for this. One is a person who's able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Words that are like that are strong, tough, hardy, quick to recover, quick to bounce back, buoyant, difficult to keep down. Irrepressible, adaptable, flexible. Opposite is vulnerable or sensitive. I thought that was interesting. I don't know about you. Sometimes I'm a little bit too sensitive. Maybe I'm not being resilient. Also, another one, part two, was this. Able to recoil or spring back into shape after bending, stretching, or being compressed. It's like a shoe being resilient. Cushioning. I used to sell women's sneakers. And there used to be a company called... Avia, A-V-I-A, and they had the cantilever shoe on the heel, and it would compress. It was for aerobics, and it would snap back, and it was supposed to cause you to spring forward. That was all a lie. It's flexible, pliable, so supple, plastic, elastic, springy, rubbery. So these are the words that we think of when we look at what the word resilient means. But what does resilient really mean when it comes to our ministries? What does resilient really mean when it comes to all the things that we're interacting in? So I just kind of gave up. This is our working definition that I came up with. This was just mine. So if you want to quote me, that's fine. You don't have to pay me anything. You can steal whatever you want because I probably stole it from somewhere else. The ability to bend without break and not break, to change without compromising. Convictions adapt, absorb, recover, and thrive in an ever-changing culture. That's our working definition. Okay, when we talk about resilience, resilient ministry teams, we're talking about being able to flex, but not break. We're able to move and be able to come back and not have to give up our core identity, not to give up our core convictions. But understand that in being resilient, the message is never compromised, but maybe the way we do it, we can change. Okay, so this is our working definition. So as we move through here, I have a question here. How would you define being resilient? This is what these spaces are for you guys to write in there. Maybe afterwards you might want to work through it and stuff like this as a team. You may want to just discuss these things, but how would you define being resilient? What would be your definition? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
And able to be flexible.
To withstand pressure, flexible.
Bounce back quickly.
Yeah,
to keep going no matter what life throws at you.
Keep going whatever life throws at you.
Having grit.
You know, when I was assigned this topic, because I didn't pick this topic, I was assigned this topic, my first response was this: I'll teach it if I don't quit first. Or any of my team quits, because then we're not really a resilient team. Praise God, no one quit. So we're able to continue this. The scripture that I think of when it comes to being resilient is found in Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 9. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Mm-hmm. Perplexed, but not in despair. Mm-hmm. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. That is, I think, a perfect scripture when it comes to resiliency. It is when life comes at you in such a way that you may get knocked down, but you get back up one more time. Amen. Do you know the difference between a quitter and a victor? The victor just got up one extra time.
Right.
Whatever life throws at you, whatever life throws at your ministry team, if you just get back up and get back in there, you have done more than most. It's the victor's crown is awarded to the person who completes, not the person who started. So as we talk about this, what are some of the character components of resilience? Okay. Here we go. I got you a bunch of little pictures, aren't they? Isn't Google so nice? And actually, this is Microsoft who gave me all these wonderful pictures. I'm not loyal to any of them. PowerPoint gave me the pictures, but I'm running it off of the Apple's presentation. So we're hitting all the ecosystems. Praise God. So one of the very first characteristics of resiliency in a person or even in a team, but really in a person, is this one here. It is optimism. This is the person who doesn't live in la-la land, but realizes, we're going to get through this. It's okay. This storm may be here, but we got enough buckets so we can bail this baby out. You know? It's the person who's able to say, you know what, baby raining today, but tomorrow the sun will come out. Tomorrow.
I was just thinking.
Another characteristic is that control there. And that is self-control. One of the things about a resilient person is they don't get too high or too low. The way people got through difficulties, if you ever read Frankl's book, Frankl was this psychologist who came through the Holocaust. He said those people that survived were ones who didn't look too far into the future, like we're going to be out by Christmas, but who are able to every day manage their expectations. They had self-control.
book is Man's Search for Meaning.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for that. That is my wonderful assistant there, Junior. Well read, if you want. He's really smarter than me. So, willingness to adapt.
Yeah, that's good.
Willingness to adapt. Being able to. Then this is, I think, as a church where we need to be. We need to be willing to adapt.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's all up in arms about where culture is headed, and it's like, well, you can scream at it all you want, or you can learn to function within it. Mm-hmm. One or the other. We might as well learn how to reach people in the culture that we're dealing with today. Mm-hmm. So we got to be willing to adapt. And then this is me in the morning trying to get out of bed. Willingness to be flexible. I realize the older I get, the less flexible I become. Okay, we're talking about teams. The longer you are on a team, the less flexible you are to new ideas from outside sources. It's just the way it is. We just get comfortable with how we've always done it. Flexibility is extremely important. Think about it. How many of you grew up with the wonderful toy called Slinky? Okay? That's what the ad was, that, if I remember correctly. It's a wonderful, wonderful toy. Slinky and Slinky. Yeah. So it was all about flexibility. But you ever notice whenever it got to the bottom of the staircase, it always went right back to the same shape? It has that ability to flex. Emotional awareness. Emotional awareness is this. What is it like to be on the other side of me? In today's culture, the currency is not so much about how much you know. Today's currency is how well do you understand other people around you. Emotional currency is extremely important. You need to be able to know how to read the room. But not only that, you need to know what it's like in the room when you walk in. What are you projecting? How are people interrelating to you? As I just sat through the worship one, which was awesome, incredible. Thank you so much, Pastor. Pastor Ray did that incredible. You missed it, sorry, catch it online here in May. Be one part of it. It's even as a worship team, when you walk up there, what are you presenting? What are people feeling and understanding? That's mean not communicated. Great question is what is it like to be on the other side of me? Mm-hmm. Asking that question to others. What is it like to be in the room with me? How am I doing as a leader? What is it like for me as your leader? How do you function in that? And honestly, it's a hard question to ask because all of us believe better about ourselves than what we really are. Or we believe worse about ourselves than what we really are. Mm-hmm. We normally don't have a very well-rounded idea of what we're like. Ability to solve problems. Resiliency in a person and in a team, especially in a person, is you're able to problem solve. I love it when people come to me with a problem. I really love them when they come to me with a problem and a possible answer.
Yes.
Okay? Just hey, that's the way it is. And this is extremely important. This is, in fact, one of our expressions at our church is this, a sense of humor, is what we do is very serious, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. Okay? That's just our culture within our church, is what we do, ministering to the Lord and to each other, is extremely important. But I'm just goofy. I get it. I'm silly. I give out Play-Doh. I'm surprised you guys didn't break it out yet.
I did.
Yeah, praise God. You see? You know, so this is actually for ADHD people in the room for you. Y'all are like, oh, thank God somebody understood me. He answered. Thank you, Jesus. You answered me this day. In your team, you gotta laugh. You gotta have fun. There should be moments where you have a belly laugh. I mean, you know that one that actually hurts because you laugh so hard? You know, it's the one for the asthmatic that sends them to the hospital. It's one of those deals. You gotta have that sense of humor. And lastly is social support. A resilient person has a network that they can depend upon to be able to encourage them in those moments. You need that social network. That's why I'm on the precipice of the section here, the Hudson Valley section, and one of our things is we really want to see our fellowships, our churches get together, especially our pastors. If pastors expect people to come to their church, they should be able to come to their own sectional meetings. So, I mean, if you're upset at people not showing up at yours, I should be upset at you for not showing up at mine. So, I mean, hey, that's just the way it is. But it's because we need each other.
Yeah.
We need each other. You need to have a strong support system to be resilient. It's just the nature of the way things are. Now, here's my question is, are there any other characteristics that you think should be included?
Yeah.
Okay, what are some of them?
Teachable.
Teachable, I agree. Absolutely.
Endurance.
Absolutely. The ability not to quit.
I think you need to have the ability to take a break because we are not the Energizer Bunny.
We are not the Energizer. I married her. I'm telling you. But the batteries do wear down. Thank God they're rechargeable. We just plug her in at night. No, you're right. We need to learn to take a break.
Allowing
for constructive criticism, yes.
So probably
allowing somebody to speak into our lives, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Giving yourself room to make mistakes.
I'm so happy you guys are saying these things because you're going to go to your next slide there. Building blocks of a resilient ministry team is this. And we're really moving through this quickly, so is resilient teams don't blame themselves nor others about why they're there, about the issues that are happening. Resilient teams are not looking for who's at fault. I've been on too many teams and have been in too many churches and too many businesses. Got to understand, I wasn't always a pastor. I was in retail management for years. I worked for Sesame Street General Stores. Praise God, my customer was Mr. Snuffleupagus. He's real. Actually, he lives about a half hour from here. Just so you know, he lives down in Westchester County. So we have to understand that if you're part of a team and all you're ever doing is throwing blame on why it didn't work on somebody else on your team, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not going to be resilient. You're not going to be able to face the difficulties that you face because all you're doing is blaming the other party. Mm-hmm. We're in this situation because they were in office. We're in a situation because they're coming into office. And it's just, instead of just saying, let's solve the darn problem. I used that word, right? Yeah, good. Sometimes I'm saved, but sometimes my mouth isn't. So please forgive me. I do not curse. I don't curse. I may think it, but I don't curse. They think positively. For resiliency, especially in a resilient team, you have to think positively. Pessimists are needed in the world. It keeps us safe. But if all you ever have is a team full of negative people, you're never going to get a positive outcome. Okay? So you have to be able to believe we're going to be... How many do believe that the world is like going crazy right now and it's like on its way to hell, right?
Yeah.
How many of you believe that this is because it's on the way it's hell, Jesus Christ is going to shine even greater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen the destruction of a forest fire? It's horrible, right? But what happens?
Grows back.
Do you know how many like golf? I love golf. The Masters just happened, right? I love that. I love that event, the Masters. I just absolutely love it. Do you know what they do every year? They burn out all the grass and replant and reseed every single year. Why? Because they don't want any weeds.
so that's what we all need to do at home.
Yes, that's what you need to do at home. Burn out your grass. It's legal now in New York. You can burn as much grass as you want.
I caught that.
So they think positively and they also see challenges. You see opportunities when other people don't see it. There's just something incredible. There was an opportunity for every church in America and almost around the world about 2.5 years ago, actually closer to 4 years now ago, that was a major problem, but people were able to see it as an opportunity. You know who saw that as an opportunity? Zoom.
Oh, yes.
They thrived. They created a solution to a problem that had not yet come. They're committed to goals. Resilient teams are committed to goals. Resilient churches are committed to goals. Resilient missionettes are committed to goals. I'm sorry, missionettes, that's the wrong word. That's a bad word. Girls Ministries. Sorry, y'all changed the name too many times for me. Missionettes, Impact, Girls Ministries. Okay. Royal Rangers, we're still Royal Rangers, thank God. They changed the clubs, but they didn't change the main name. They commit to goals, and also they focus on what they can control, not what they cannot.
Yes.
You cannot control somebody's response. You can't control if somebody wants to engage. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can salt the oats.
That's right.
You can create a desire. You can influence, you know, this opportunity. So on your team, on a resilient team focuses on what they can control. If it's outside of your control, I'm not saying you don't think about it. I'm just saying that's not going to be your driving force behind it. Mm-hmm. You cannot control the U.S. economy. My sister tries to personally raise the GNP of America through her spending. I can tell her, you are not going to get the U.S. out of debt by your spending. You can only focus on what you can control. So here's my next question there is, are there any other building blocks that you think should be added? Anybody?
Let go.
Let go. Okay. Let go of control or let go of the results?
Let go of things that are not working.
Okay, letting go of ineffectiveness.
Or people that, you know, give up or...
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Be okay with loss.
Okay, be okay with loss. Okay.
Embrace conflict,
yeah.
Have a strong spiritual foundation.
Have a strong spiritual foundation, especially in a church.
Healthy communication.
Integrity.
Be patient.
Patience. Oh, God, that's a virtue.
Emotional intelligence.
You know why I'm asking you these things? Is because this is not all there is. And sometimes we come across and it sounds like the teacher knows everything. I'm just telling you, these are just some of the things. These are ones that when researchers have done it, these are ones that they have found that are in almost every single healthy, growing team. But there's other things beyond that. Go ahead.
Don't take it personal.
Absolutely. Don't take the results personally. Okay. How much time do I got? 8 minutes?
6 minutes and 42 seconds.
Praise God. So, going to do some ways to become a more resilient team. Okay. Now, there's a lot of these. If you want all of them, you can stay and copy it. It's an Apple device. You could AirDrop it to yourself. I'm not sure. Whatever way you want. These are just some of them. Do something in a new way. What have you always done before? Do it differently. Okay, that is a great way to start building resiliency into your team. How do you build and how do you get this as part of a core value within yourself, in your organization? Make a goal and double it. Make a stretch goal. Our goal is small groups. We want to have 5 small groups this quarter. We'll make it 50. You probably won't get the 50, but you'll probably have more than 5. Okay? Absorb a hit without hitting back. I think Bible says something like turn the other cheek. And sometimes we think turning the other cheek means turning around and walking out. That's the wrong cheek to turn. See, you're going to laugh at that now, but later tonight, the profound truth of that is going to really, oh, you're not supposed to walk out. Oh, yes, Lord. Remain positive when problems or difficulties arise. When you hear the bad news, find the silver lining. Okay? Be honest. Be honest. I wrote this. Where's my little card here? I wrote something down here, and I got to find where I wrote it. Who knows? Okay, I lost it. That's okay. Be honest. If you don't know, say you don't know. Too many leaders pretend like they have to have all the answers. And tell you the truth, I don't know any of the answers. But still God has put me in the position he put me into. I don't know. There's so many times where people ask me, hey, what should we do? And I just go, I'm not in that ministry. But you're the pastor. You're supposed to know. Yeah, I would be in that position there leading that if that was what I was supposed to know. But I honestly, I don't know. Because how many know collectively we're all smarter than any individual here? Yeah. The answer is already in the room. You just got to start looking for that answer. Try something wholeheartedly that was someone else's idea. One of the things that kills your team, your ministry team, your business team, your corporate team, whatever it is people come with ideas, but no one values them, no one implements them, so guess what happens? They stop bringing ideas. If you want to create a culture that is creative, start using other people's ideas. And not just giving lip service to it. Literally get behind it and put all your effort into somebody else's idea. Okay? Give permission to fail. Yeah. It's okay. That's why there's erasers on pencils. And as my friend told me, there's erasers on pens now too. If I only knew that in high school, I would have gotten a much better grade. Give permission to fail. Everything's an experiment. Keep systems flexible. What I mean by that, think of it this way. Well, discipleship can be one-on-one. It can be in a group. It can be on a Zoom. The object is discipleship. How you do it is different wherever you go. Keep your systems flexible. And the last one is this. Try to anticipate the next major change and move in that direction. Try to think, well, where are we headed? Where do I see culture heading? How can I get ahead of the culture so I'm there? There is a lot of people, when COVID came, were scrambling. We were one of them, scrambling to get it done. I'll tell you, the most creative time is when we had that, when COVID hit. We went from recording every once in a while online to being live. I mean, we did it, and it was horrible. Still not great, but I mean, it was, Junior, we were on iPhones. We had our phones and we connected and we got this program, and in the middle of our service, the thing would switch. I mean, it was just, we were upside down on the screen. We were all over the place. I mean, the Holy Ghost showed up. I mean, it was just, you know, people just being, you know, it would drop. Somebody got slain in the spirit or whatever, you know. It's just, the following week, we had a HD camera in there, you know, and then we started building from there. And, you know, it's just, obstacles oftentimes are opportunities.
Yes.
In a creative, resilient team is going to see the obstacle and say, wow, how are we going to do this? And you capture it and you're able to do it. Now, I have about 3 minutes left or 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, or I'm over.
About 18 seconds.
18 seconds, okay. I can't field any questions I'd ask you. Thank you so much for being here. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the resiliency of these people. Lord, bless the remainder of the day. Get everybody get home safely. And Lord, any dinner that we eat tonight, may the calories go to people who need it. Amen.
Hi, I just wanted to say hello. I live in Rockland County.
Yeah.
And one of the